This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Home sales in Metro Denver continued this summer's hot streak last month, CPR Sarah Mulholland reports.
The average price of a single-family home hit a record in August at more than $606,000. That's an increase of more than 5.5% from the start of the year. That's according to a report from the Denver Metro Association of Realtors. So far, the housing market has defied expectations of a pandemic-induced slowdown. The inventory of homes on the market is down dramatically, and that lack of options has kept prices high. I'm Sarah Mulholland to CPR News.
The NFL season that begins this week will likely be a big boost for sports gambling. David Farahi with Monarch Casino in Blackhawk says bettors in Colorado have many digital sports books to choose from.
It's really good for the consumer right now. It's extremely promotional. There's a lot of deposit matches that are going on, a lot of free bets that are going on.
The new NFL season starts Thursday. A new online tracker for COVID-19 will help Denver public schools decide when it's safe to be in schools. When the number of COVID cases or percentage of positive tests go up, Superintendent Susanna Cordova says the tracker will help determine
how we can either safely be in school with more aggressive measures to contain COVID, or if that is a call to move into remote.
Denver students are learning remotely for now. In-person classes resume next month. Metro area highs today in the 90s, then much colder Tuesday. This is CPR News.